Wow. How did you find him?
He goes to the church back home where I go to.
And so you knew him.
Mm-hmm.
What a remarkable story.
Yeah.
Does he make you guys want to make different choices?
Well,
I just think an awesome example.
Yeah.
And to me, when I say different choices, I mean like sometimes we limit ourselves.
Yeah.
How can you ever limit yourself when you just heard that story?
Yeah, and that's just like his interview is so much better than that.
Yeah.
Is he ever afraid?
Yeah, he thought he was going to die one night.
There's multiple things. He told us. So, do you know the big scandal between...
Bandito and the Cossacks?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Over in Waco and stuff?
Yes.
Well, since he's the president of two regions...
He was over there, too.
Yeah. He actually got 2 weeks... Or he got out 2 weeks before that huge incident. And he said that if he wouldn't have gotten out, he would have been the one leading it. He would have been the first one in, the last one out. And he really believes he wouldn't have died.
Now, can you ever get out? Do you know what I mean?
That's what we're thinking.
Yeah, his dad's still in it, and so is his brother's.
Oh, my word. It's a family thing.
Yeah, it's a family thing. So, but he believes that, like, God is, like, got him out. Like, he got him so far in so he could come out, like, unscathed. Because, like, they've had the Nationals call him and be like, hey, like, what's up? Like, what's going on? And yeah. He should be like, man, you'd see, that's like, what I said was exactly what he said.
Yeah.
Like, we just copied it word for word from the interview, from the very beginning part. And he said every time he says that, they just straight up hang up on the phone. They're like, oh, we're good. They don't want to hear about it. And so,
yeah,
it's like God's almost like protecting him from them. So he's like not worried about the thing.
That's so cool.
Yeah. He said there's typically two ways of getting out of the club. Like in good terms, bad terms. And then
his was different.
Yeah, he said it was just like
respect decision.
Yeah, that was his way out. Respect decision.
So it was not bad, was not good, but
wow. So when he chose God, not only did he choose to leave the life he knew, but he also chose to leave his family. Yes or no?
For when?
Because his brothers are still in it.
Oh, his dad is still in it. He's still working on them. Yeah, he talks about
and
he's still trying to get his dad and his brothers out of the game. In his interview, he's like, yeah, he's like, I'm going to my dad. He's like, he says he's a Christian, but I'm like, man, how many people have you, like, led to God in the game? He's like, since leaving, I've led 4 people to Christ. Not bragging, but he's like, how really much of a Christian can you be in the game?
Yeah, and he said that was only a month in. And he's like, this is how much time I get to actually spend serving the Lord instead of serving myself. Doing stuff for the game. So.
Wow. What does he do?
Right now, he drives trucks.
Because you would think, okay, you go from making all that money and doing that.
$35,000 in
like a month?
A month.
Oh, my word. So you go from that to...
Yeah. We were like, when he told us, like, wow.
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. That's not even something that I can get around in my head. Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Such great work. Thank you for sharing it.